If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Well, thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien. We still have his music
still
behind
going
our
strong
commercials. You betcha.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's have a little more music, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Michael Hurwitz and the Aimless Drifters are riding along with us. You bet this is Ghost Ranch.
Just over the hill from my sister's house, standing alone in the sagebrush, there's a rundown place with the roof caving in and an old plow that's turning to rust. Barn timber sag and ammonia in the night, doors are creaking on its hinges, and a rail that's worn smooth where the horses were tied. While the men was a-tightening the cinches, children were playing, there was straw in their hair, and the walls rang with laughter and singing. You could feel the storm coming, smell the rain in the air, that the cold prairie wind was a-bringing. They're scattered around. The windmill don't turn in the side yard. Well, the water ran cold. There's now just a hole full of cans, busted bottles, and jars. There's a badger hole in the kitchen floor, the chimney of a stove that once stood there, and a crystal glass knob fell out of the door. Bends the sunlight on the side of a wood chair. On a nail in the porch, there's a rusty old chain that jangles when the night winds are sighing. There's a stone on the hill that's washed by the rain and the tears that a mother was crying. Piece of cloth hangs from a wire in a window that don't have no sashes, and the snow comes right in like a welcome old friend, just to cover the dust and the ashes.
Oh, yeah, great music there from Michael Hurwitz. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking about the Rancher's Code for the 21st century. When we last left you, you were saying face-to-face communication.
Absolutely. You know, and your word is your bond.
Yeah.
And things do happen.
It does happen. It's happened to me. But you know what it takes? It takes a lot of humility. You've got to humble yourself and talk to your fellow and say, look, I made a bad deal. There's no way I can hold up my end. What can we do to make it right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you don't do it over a text.
No. Well, and we all understand, know and understand that at the negotiating table,
yeah,
if you both walk away pissed off, that was a good negotiation.
It was success. It was successful. Yeah. And one of my favorite sayings is, when you are negotiating, mm-hmm. if you aren't at the table, you'll be on the menu.
Yes, you will be.
So just keep, we'll keep
you
that in mind.
You will be signed up for something.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yes.
All right. Next code. Here mm-hmm. we go. I like this one. Stand up for what's right, even if you're the only one standing.
Amen.
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 I'm not saying this is easy to do.
No. No, right. It's not.
Right. Yeah. We have to stand up for our beliefs and our principles,
mm-hmm.
for what we feel is right.
Absolutely.
Doesn't mean we have to trample on everybody else.
No.
All right.
No.
But it does. There is nothing wrong. And as a matter of fact, it is imperative that we stand.
For what's right.
Yep. And even if we're standing alone.
My beloved wife called me out here a while back.
Did she?
Yeah. I was going to park on the wrong side of the street, pointing the wrong direction. She says, you can't do that. I said,
why
I
not?
Can't do.
Why not? Watch
it's
me.
It's Pinedale, Wyoming.
Yeah.
I can park any direction I want. She says, right is right and wrong is wrong. So.
Oh, wow. Dang it. Don't you?
I ended up turning around and pointing the right.
Don't you hate it when she's right? Dag.
All the time.
Gummit. Yeah.
Mm, man.
I like that, though. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. All right.
Hey, how now, can you debate that?
Well, people do.
They do.
Yeah, because you know, let's go to what the good book says.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
You know, it's we're in a society now where we're making good look evil,
mm-hmm.
and we're making evil look good.
Yeah.
Right.
We're in the middle.
We're
of
right
it.
In the middle of that.
Yeah.
We still have to stand up for what's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though we are the only one standing.
Yeah.
And there's a way to disagree without being disagreeable.
Amen.
We've said that how many times?
Several times.
Many.
Yes.
All right. Two.
Many.
We've said
two
it twice.
Times. Twice.
All right. There you go. All right. We're going to start this one, and I'm sure we'll have to finish it here a little bit later. All right. The next code is honor our nation and the men and women who protect it.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Yep.
Holy cow.
That doesn't mean take a knee during the national anthem.
No.
I'm saying that right here. I'm standing up for what's right, even mm-hmm. if I'm the only one standing. I know I'm not the only one standing.
No, you're not. But
yeah, you know, if the national anthem offends you, just remove yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, remove
mm-hmm.
yourself from the situation. And, you know, then come back after it's all done.
Yeah.
That's what I do when other versions of our national anthem are played.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I do. I just remove myself if I am in that situation. And honestly, I'm never, if ever, rarely in that situation. It's not
unless
our...
Unless Roseanne Barr's singing.
Oh, there you go. It's not. It's not in our area,
no,
if you will.
No,
all right.
No.
Anyway, we can talk some more about this one.
And we will.
And we probably will. But right now, we probably ought to do a little cowpoke poetry.
Oh, what you got?
Well, let's find out what happens when the dogs take over the ranch.
The day that the dogs took over the ranch was a day just like the others. They figured they had all the help they needed with all of their sisters and brothers, so they fired all the people and sent them away and divvied the chores between dogs, each of them having at least some expertise in caring for cattle and hogs. The border collie was voted the foreman, the Aussie was next in command, and barked out orders to the rest of the pack, "Oi, muster the doggies at hand!" "Aye, get off your bahoochies," snapped a Sheltie. The Kelpie yelped, "Good on you, mate!" No one could understand the Catahoula as he sat there blocking the gate. An English sheepdog woofed, "I'll watch the woolies. For this purpose, I've been tutored." The heeler howled, "I'll take care of the Sheilas," even though he had been neutered. And they did just fine for a while on the ranch, Everything seemed hunky-dory, till one day a snotty Scotty Terrier marked another's territory. Then they all began to bark more and wag less, and it came to a fever pitch when the dachshund was fired the day after he called the boss's sister a bitch. The Pyrenees chased off the coyote cousins for eating some of the chickens. The Labradoodle phoned the SPCA, and from there the plot only thickens. 'Cause someone made fun of the Shih Tzu's haircut and called him a mop with 4 feet. Then they all had to take some workplace training and learn how to be more discreet. It all fell apart when the Chihuahua got stuck trying to clear a blocked rumen. "Ah, bloody hell," snapped an indigent corgi. "We're in dire need of a human." The collie growled, "Let's not be too hasty, chaps. I'm not sure that we need those bums. I think a chimpanzee will do in a pinch. All we really need are some thumbs."
Well, so there you go. Don't let the dogs take over the ranch.
The ranch is gone to the dogs.
How about a little Dick's Pick?
Oh, man. Yeah. What a classic.
Yeah, who's singing?
Sons of the Pioneers.
And what are they singing?
There's a Rainbow Over the Rain.
Nice.
It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The fading thunder stills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain.
You must have the rain to have a rainbow, and the clouds are bound to come along. First the clouds, the rain, and then the rainbow. Then all nature sings a happy song.
There's a rainbow over the range, and the skies are blue again. The rolling thunder spills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the range. Hear the cowboys, yippee-i-o, while the dogies mill and blow. The sun is riding high in the prairie sky. There's a rainbow over the range. I've been told there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow lane. But I found that trail just a magic veil that's born in the sun and rain. It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The fading thunder stills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain. The end of the rainbow lane, but I found that trail just a magic veil that's born in the sun and rain. It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The fading thunder stills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain.
Oh, yes, sirree, Bob, that is a classic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's ditch out to another cow commercial, and when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.